When the Sitka Assembly met on Tuesday night, Interim Administrator Dave Miller reported that he'd returned to work this week after 2 weeks of medical leave.
I had a little heart problem. Went up to work Tuesday morning, and Sarah said, "Man, you look terrible." And I thought, what a great way to start the week off, you know. And the next thing I know, I'm on a medevac flight out and got a couple stints and some other stuff done, but I'm back and I'm trying to make a run for it again.
During Miller's absence, Public Works Director Michael Harmon, then Chief Administrative Officer Jay Sweeney, each worked as acting administrator. Miller returned to work just in time to gather all of the applications for the position. He passed out folders full of candidates' names and resumes to assembly members at the meeting, leading into a discussion over the hiring process. The assembly fired former city administrator Keith Brady in June on a split vote and began advertising to fill the position at the end of July. Assemblymember Richard Ween noted the number of applications they'd received after advertising in the Sitka Sentinel, the state Alexis system, and with the Alaska Municipal League.
When we went candidate seining, we used our shallow net. And in a very short time, I'd like to mention that we received 14 plus one candidates, which I think is pretty good. We will actually see what the quality is when we review their curriculum vitae.
Of the 14 applicants, three are from Sitka, including John Leach, an aeronautical engineer with the U.S. Coast Guard, and former Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt. Another is former Sitka Mayor Marco Dapsevich, who currently resides in New River, Arizona. The rest of the applicants span the 50 states, from Alaska to Florida, and there's one international candidate applying from Russia. Mayor Gary Paxton said he preferred to meet in a work session to share feedback on the candidates and determine next steps like who to interview. But there was a question of whether or not making a list of candidates to interview constituted taking an action. Municipal Clerk Sarah Peterson said if they took any actions, they'd need to call a special meeting. Hansen clarified that they couldn't vote at a work session.
Yeah, at a work session, you cannot vote on anything.
We're not voting anything.
We're not voting.
You can make a list.
Public discussion about
check it
candidate.
Twice. See who's been naughty and nice.
Yeah.
Miller said he hoped the assembly would take its time to hire the right person. He said he's not in a hurry, but is starting to think of retirement. He noted a memo he'd written to the assembly, recommending that when the group hires a new administrator, that it place Miller in an assistant administrator role and hire a new fire chief for him to mentor before he retires.
My goal is that in the next 8-10 months, give or take, if everybody's hired and rolling and everything's good to go, then I'll probably step down. My last bout with the getting flown out of Sitka a couple weeks ago was enough for my wife to say, "Dave, you really need to start thinking about the grandson that you're going to have the first part of December." And that was good enough for me.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.